Boys Town.
Yeah, okay. Well, okay, are you all set? As far as I'm concerned, I'm all set.
This is an interview, Robert Brown, the interviewer, in Utica, New York, July 29th, 1979, with Joseph Trovato. And in this interview, Mr. Trovato, we want to perhaps first look into some of your earlier memories, your childhood, and particularly things that you think in childhood possibly pointed you toward what you eventually became, both as an artist and interested in the museum, in museum work for many years. Now, you were born in Italy in 1912 and came here as a small child. Could you, though, perhaps begin by talking a bit about that childhood, particularly keeping in mind things that may have led to what you later did?
Right. Well, I was born in Guardavalle, and it was a small town in southern Italy. And catty corner from our house, which was a small stone house, but a three-story affair. But anyway, there was a painting that, over a doorway of a religious character. And I remember noticing this. And therefore, I still have a memory of this object, you see. Of course, when we came to this country, I was 8 years old. And so I had been to school, I guess I was in the second grade, and I remember that when we had to go to Naples, where we boarded the ship to come here, and we were delayed there 2 months. And I can remember my brother and I, who was 4 years older, for some crazy reason, we hopped the streetcar, because he must have led the way, and we went to the Naples Museum. And I remember, and I have just a faint recollection of some art objects. I've seen some art objects. This is all in a very faint way. On board ship in 1920, it was in March that we traversed the Atlantic, there was a man painting a picture that attracted me. And this must have had some influence on me. So therefore, I've been interested all my life.
But in general, was that a very pronounced interest as a boy?
No. Well, I'm simply. I mean, you asked me. Therefore,
as a little boy, how were you? Would you have broad interest? Were you very sociable?
Yes. I think I was sociable. I think I got along well.
Did your family leave? Why did they leave Italy?
They left Italy. Well, my father came before us. This was during. He came before the First World War, and then the war began, and therefore then he couldn't cross, and we couldn't come over, and so then we had to wait until after the war, until 1920 was when we were able to come. But why did we come? Well, because he wanted to better himself. He was a tailor, and he came simply to to try to make a better life for his family.
Yeah. How did he pick Utica? Had he discovered?
He didn't discover Utica. It seems that Utica was a place that a city that an area that people came to from that part. From Calabria, this is where we came from.
So there were lots of Calabrians.
Calabrese here, right? And so, therefore, you pretty much follow. We're an area where you can, at least, you have some association with your way of life, or with some friends.
Did you find that when you came here, were there people that, say, even relatives here, ready to, did you recall as a child?
Our relatives we left behind, but there was an uncle, yes, of mine, my mother's brother, who was here, and so there was some family connection, yes.
What were some of your early memories of Utica?
My early memories of Utica, of course, are very clear, simply because in Italy, in Guardavalle, this little town, houses of stone houses, very narrow streets.